With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Big Outdoors, News Radio 700, WLW Cincinnati, Chip Hart, Tom Cross. This is week number three, my friend. Wow, that's got to be a record.
Loving every minute of it.
I know. You've never worked this hard in your whole life, have you?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay. Well, here, we got a guy, he contacted me about 6 or 8 weeks ago. He's from Southern Ohio area. Don't know exactly where, because I didn't ask him. His name is Matt Stratton, and he sent me a text and said, "Hey, I'm thinking about starting a bow fishing guide service in Southern Ohio." I said, "Oh, okay. I don't know anybody that's doing that. I think it's got some potential. We got rough fish running out our butts, okay, in all of our lakes and our river system,
carp and gar everywhere,
carp and gar." And I said, "You know, this could be good." So, you know, time went by, we hooked up, and he said, "I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm going to do this." Okay. I said, "I love entrepreneurs. That's what makes the world go round, right?"
Absolutely.
And so he pulled the trigger. So I said, "Okay, date, time, here's when we're going to do it." So I got Matt Stratton with us. He's starting a bow fishing business called Buckeye Bow Fishing. However, he's out in Branson, Missouri, at a bow fishing tournament. So
you got to win a few tournaments, bring your credibility up.
Is that what you got to do?
And I like to know what kind of rough fish out there in Branson, Missouri.
But besides the neighborhood?
When I was in Branson, the only thing I saw was trout.
Okay. All right. Well, we bring him in. Matt Stratton, welcome to the Big Outdoors right here on News Radio 700 WLW. All right. So you are a bow fisherman, and I know it's a cult thing. A lot of people are doing it. So you're getting your business off the ground. I think that's great. And tell us about what your plans are, if you could.
Okay. Well, first, I just wanted to say I appreciate you having me on the show. I listen to it. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm out here in Missouri right now. We're out here in Branson. Come out. Left Tuesday after work around midnight. Got out here yesterday. Out here we're allowed to shoot three of the tournament waters, Table Rock. You're allowed to shoot Truman and Bull Shoals.
Been all of
so,
them.
Big lakes.
Yeah, awesome lakes. Just have to find out where the fish are at. Of course, everybody kind of talks going into everything. I've been bow fishing since 2015, the spring of 2015. Worked with a guy and was a really good friend, and we was talking, and he's like, "Man, I'm on bow fishing after work. You want to go?" I'm like, "What the heck's bow fishing?" Yeah. "Hunting and fishing all put together." So I was like, "Absolutely, I do. I love hunting. I love fishing. Let's do it." And the first time I went out, I was like, "Oh, this is great." Went to a little lake in Southern Ohio, and it was so muddy you couldn't see anything. And the fish just happened to be up towards the top of it, and we ended up putting, I don't know, three or four in the boat. I was like, "Oh, man, we're slaying them. This is the best thing ever." And then now, if you don't go out and shoot 400 or 500 times in a night, it's like, "Oh, okay, well, it was kind of a slow night." But so yeah, I've traveled all around the United States shooting tournaments since 2016.
Yeah.
I work at Mike Cash Drucy Ford, and me and my boss, we travel around. We have a tournament boat that fully wrapped with our name, jerseys, and all the other good stuff with it. But yeah, we travel around and shoot and get to experience a lot of different places, a lot of different types of water, how to find fish differently. So over the course of the last five or six years, I've been able to adapt the different waters, different types of fishing. I mean, we've seen 20 foot of water clarity in South Dakota, and I mean, we've dealt with tornadoes going over top of us in Tennessee and Texas, Kentucky. We've had several tornadoes while we were on the water. So, I mean, muddy water, like, back home doesn't seem to be an issue. So, yeah, I wanted to start a business. Yeah. Wanted to start a business to try to get people involved in it.
Well, I think it's fantastic. The music means we got to hit a short break, but we want to dig into this and what your customers are, what you provide, how it works, what kind of experience people need right here with Matt Stratton, Buckeye Bow Fishing on the Big Outdoors News Radio 700 WLW. Back in a moment.
Your chance for big bucks. I'm talking about $1,000. And that's big bucks. Every hour, weekdays from 9 to 5, listen for the keywords. Then enter them on 700WLW.com for your shot at $1,000.
ACR Concrete and Gunite Pools is Cincy's number one gunite pool company and the official gunite pool company of your Cincinnati Reds. Schedule your pool installation now and swim this year. Visit ACRDecorativeConcrete.com.
From the host of the hit true crime podcast, Dr. Death and Bad.
Hey, we're back. The Big Outdoors, News Radio 700, WLW Cincinnati, Chip Hart, Tom Cross. We are the home of the Cincinnati Reds and Best Bengals coverage. Well, Tom, I think Matt Stratton set us up pretty good. He sounds like he's ready to go with a local guide service. And I don't know, he might take you anywhere you want to go. It's all in the pocketbook, right? But I know you got some things you want to ask him. Go ahead. So go ahead.
Hey, you're setting up here in southwest Ohio, your headquarters?
That's correct.
What waters do you, now what kind of a boat you got? You got one of those big old 20-foot John boats with the lounge chairs and the spotlights on it and everything?
Well, the lounge chairs, not so much, but yes, the 20-foot John boat. It's 20 foot long, 70 inches wide across the base of it.
Right.
109 inches wide across the top of it, so it's a pretty good size boat.
I'm familiar with them. Got the lights on it and everything on the front?
I do. I have 7 400-watt HPS on the front and 2 200-watt LEDs on the back of it.
And what waters do you fish? And what waters do you ply? Where you go to?
So I fish the lakes in southern Ohio mostly, like Caesars Creek, Rocky Fork, Paint Creek, East Fork.
Glad to hear that. Plenty of carp in them waters. I hope you put a real dent in them.
That's what we're trying to do.
You gill them all, poor lumpers.
Yeah, and it's probably the fastest growing sport in the United States.
We shoot these
big tournaments, and there's 250 boats in these tournaments. They travel, and then, I mean, there'll be times during the week me and a buddy will go out. We'll be fishing during the week on a Friday night or a Wednesday night, and we'll see two or three other boats here and there, and it's like, wow, okay, well.
So is it all night fishing right now and right into through the summer? Is that basically how it works?
Yeah, so the biggest majority of time, especially with our water system that we have, with it usually being a little bit on the murkier side, nighttime's the best. Your lights can penetrate the water. You can see down. In Ohio, our clarity, depending on where you're at, time of the year, if you can see down 3 feet, you're doing pretty good. So you just have to be able to find a fish in 3 foot of water or chase them down with a kicker motor in order to push them up towards the top so you can shoot at them.
Do you do the high river any? For gar
and
that sort of stuff? Yeah?
Yep. I've shot the Ohio River very frequent.
My brother, years ago, held the state record gar from Ohio Brush Creek on the Ohio River for he bow fishing. My son does it, too.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that several years ago because you had written in the news paper one day with the record long nose, and I was wanting to say it's like 14 pounds and around 50 inches, 51 inches.
He shot that thing from the bridge.
Now that you two, Gunner, done socializing, let me get on to the important things here. So what are you shooting? What kind of bow are you shooting? And if you have a client, what kind of experience will they need to go out with you?
Well, I mean, absolutely no experience is needed. I will show you everything that you will need to know in order to have a great time while you're out with me.
I guess these guys need to know how to use a bow, right?
Nope. You don't even know. If you know how to use a bow, it's going to be harder for you to adjust versus just pulling back and shooting, because that's what it takes biggest majority of the time.
Interesting.
When I first got into it, I was trying to aim. I'm like, man, I hit these fish. And after a while, I took a trip down to Kentucky Lake and shot Asian carp down there from the bank. Oh, for about 7 hours straight, and it's just constant shot after shot after shot, and you stop aiming after about 100 shots, and you just start shooting, and it's like, oh, okay, things are really starting to click now. I need to stop aiming and just shoot instinctively. So, no, I have kids that are 7, 8 years old that will come out with us, and they have a blast.
I'll be darned.
So what kind of bow are you shooting?
Me personally, I shoot a 2000 Anita Osprey.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few of those, and then for my clients, I have some Cajun sucker punches.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, Matt Stratton, sit tight. It's all very fascinating. Chip Hart, Tom Cross, The Big Outdoors, News Radio 700 WLW Cincinnati. Back in a moment.
The boss took off, so I thought I'd come home early and surprise my wife. But I'm the one who got the surprise. There was my wife and her best friend in the back bedroom. They didn't say a word. I just watched.
Listening to 700 WLW's live stream on the iHeartRadio app may be shocking for some people, but it's the perfect way to listen to The Big One wherever you are.
I'm going to start coming home early more often.
Listen to 700 WLW anywhere, anytime on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Joe Walter. I donated a car to Goodwill, and now someone with a disability has a job. That feels great. Give it a try. Go to goodwillcars.com. That's goodwillcars.com.
Hey, it's Maury Courtney Lopez, and we know life is better together.
Smart Mouth Mouthwash gives us the confidence to make life's moments amazing.
To News Radio 700, WLW.
Hey, we're back. The Big Outdoors, News Radio 700, WLW Cincinnati. Chip Hart, Tom Cross. Our guest is Matt Stratton. Hails right here in southwestern Ohio. Started a bow fishing guide service called Buckeye Bow Fishing. So first off, before I forget, Matt, how is the best way for people to reach you? And I'll put this on my Facebook page coming up probably later today or tomorrow. I might even do it, who knows, but it'll get there. Anyway, so how do they get a hold of you?
So first and foremost, my cell phone, it's always on me. Call my cell phone number, shoot me a text, email, whatever you need to do to get a hold of me. Reach out to me on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is Buckeye Bow Fishing. So if you reach out to me on there, you can send me a message. You can set up an appointment. You can do everything right there on our Facebook page.
Your phone number is there too?
All right. I got your phone number is 937-618-0565, right?
That is correct.
All right, Tom, I know you're fascinated, but and just keep the socializing to a minimum. Let's talk facts here. Let's talk information, okay? So, go.
Hey, are you saying there are special bows just for bow fishing, and you're not using your hunting bow while you're bow fishing?
That's correct. Yeah, I started out shooting a PSE Nova. The problem with them is that they're heavy. The cams aren't grooved as deep as a bow fishing bow. And a lot of times, you don't have 30 seconds to pull back, shoot at a fish, everything. I mean, it's quick. So sometimes you're jerking your bow back, you're pulling your string, you're pulling it sideways, you're pulling it up, you're pulling it down. And the bad thing with hunting bows is a lot of times your cable will pop off of your cam, and there you are.
Well, yeah, and they're $1,000 each. What's a bow hunting bow? What's a bow fishing bow cost?
$1,000.
You can buy recurve bows for $139 set up, ready to go. And I mean, they've got bows that are $2,500 just for the bow.
And you shoot the heavy solid fiberglass arrows?
That's correct. Yeah. My arrows that I shoot personally are about 1500 grains.
And what head do you use on it? Use a Muzzy? I mean, which head do you like on those things?
So my favorite is the TNT four barbs.
Yeah,
that's what I shoot. I mean, whether I'm shooting shad or shooting 60-pound fish, they always seem to hold really well for me.
The reel you have on, you have one of those reels that crank the line in, or is it one of the old style reels you got to rope it in? I mean, what do you got on the end of the bow?
I think they're all cranking, but go ahead.
So on our bows, for tournament fishing, we use what's called a mega mouth.
Yeah.
They freeze pull all metal gears. You pull a T handle back, and it locks the gears. I mean, 100%. We've been out in the water and we've been kind of hung up, and I'll shoot into the bank with those tips. I'll shoot into a hard spot on the bank and I'll lock that reel in, and I'll just start pulling the boat, and somebody else will be running the motor and try to, it'll help pull us out, honestly. So that's what we use.
I gotta believe that the divisions of wildlife across every state in this country just loves you guys, because you're cleaning up all those invasives. Okay. And rough fish that, you know, have taken over a lot of lakes and quite frankly, you know, river systems. So this has got to be a great time for this. And, you know, and people don't need the big fancy boat, you know, that's set up for this type of thing if they want to do it. But to go first time with someone like you with all the right gear, all the right equipment, the right boat is really got to be, you know, quite exciting.
I would say May 14th, as it is today, is actually coming on the prime time to do this, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's probably the best time of the year is right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Matt Stratton, we're out of time this morning, but I'm definitely going to catch up with you in the future and, you know, get more into the bow fishing and get more people out there doing it. And it's a great opportunity to get on the water. So, hey, good luck to you. Good luck on the tournament circuit. And we will definitely be in touch.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great day.
All right, Matt, take care. With that, we got to hit a break. Chip Hart, Tom Cross, The Big Outdoors, News Radio 700, WLW Cincinnati. Back in a moment.
Did you know that over half of all males suffer from...
Let me just put this out here again. It's Matt Stratton, Buckeye Bow Fishing, and 937-618-0565. But you can also look for it on Facebook. And, you know, Tom, I should have dug into this years ago, but I just never thought about it. And I had been to some trade shows in the fishing industry, you know, where some of these boats were out on display. And, man, they are something. Real heavy, they can handle some tough water. They'll take a big beating.
It's become a real sport. I mean, they start designing bows and boats to do this. It has taken
off. It's like anything.
And, you know, we got into that stuff back in the early 70s and stuff. Me and my brother did a recurve bows and the old bear big spools on the end of them things, and my brother.
We just shot our arrows
at Rocky Fork. They used to have them bow fishing tournaments back in the early 70s. I mean, it's been around a long time.
It just
got a lot more sophisticated.
Yeah.
And my brother just ate it up. You know, he really enjoyed that.
Well,
and,
you know what? If you're a bow hunter, that gives you four seasons. Okay, four seasons a year. You know. And you throw in, well, with, you know, adding in the bow fishing.
I did like the fact that he said that they don't really use sights. They just kind of instinctive shooting. So that would have to, ultimately, if you spend a summer bow fishing, it would make you a better bow hunter on the stand.
Believe me, I bought a Cajun in Florida. Yeah. I think it went about $400.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to, get that down. And
I've never seen one of those bow fishing bows. So
yeah,
you have to show me yours.
Just sometime. Go look. Yeah. Look them up online. With that, Chip Hart, Tom Cross. Tom, been great to have you the last 3 weeks.
Love it.
The Big Outdoors, News Radio 700 WLW Cincinnati. Gary Jeff is next. Be safe in the woods and safe on the water.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider Ramp.
a better corporate card and spend management platform.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.